Americans are getting out of Haiti. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says it is not easy.
And that's sad that the bureaucracy really turns very harshly against our own citizens.
Florida did coordinate a flight rescuing 14 Americans from Haiti, where there's no government in place, now overrun by gangs with deadly violence. The U.S. also helicoptered other Americans out, and there will be more flights today.
U.S. chartered helicopter flights continue to free up to 30 Americans a day. And the task at hand is daunting for both the U.S. government and Florida flights. Officials say nearly 1,600 Americans have registered with the State Department as of yesterday, seeking a way to get out of the chaos.
Yeah, Fox's Griff Jenkins. Russia launched a barrage of missiles at Kyiv in Ukraine overnight. All 31 were shot down, but debris did some damage and left 13 people injured. It's day two of a manhunt for an escaped prisoner in Idaho and the man who helped him get away while Skylar Meade was at a hospital. Boise Police Chief Ron Weininger wants the public's help.
We ask you to please watch and look for them, him, the vehicle, anything that you may come across or see or know.
Meade is a white supremacist prison gang member who was serving a 20-year sentence for aggravated battery of a law enforcement officer. Shots were fired during the escape, leaving three corrections officers wounded. President Biden will campaign in Texas the day after going to an Intel facility in Arizona, announcing $8 billion in grants to help bring chip making back to the U.S.
And that's being paired with over $100 billion from Intel, including $30 billion in Arizona and $30 billion in Ohio.
Intel also plans to modernize facilities in New Mexico and Oregon. And for the first time in decades, President Biden says the U.S. will make the most advanced computer chips relied on by industries worldwide.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The 64-team bracket set for the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Colorado and Grambling State won the final playing games last night. There are 16 games today. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A Texas border law remains on hold after a federal appeals court blocked it again and held a hearing yesterday. The law makes it a crime to cross the Mexican border illegally, allowing police to arrest migrants. The Biden administration says it's an overreach, that immigration policy is a federal issue. Now, in addition to record illegal immigration, drug smuggling remains a big issue at the border. A Senate hearing focused on fentanyl.
The hearing chair, Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, said China has to stop shipping out precursor chemicals used to make the drug, and that
we have to find reliable partners to dismantle the drug cartels.
While Selena Realuyo of the National Defense University testified that 112,000 Americans suffered fatal fentanyl overdoses last year.
And if Mexico does not cooperate and show credible action, we should consider designating the Sinaloa and Jalisco cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Interest rates remain the same. The Federal Reserve again decided to wait to make a cut.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee decided at today's meeting to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5%.
The Fed still foresees three rate cuts this year, despite hotter than anticipated inflation in recent months. Powell adds,
inflation has eased substantially while the labor market has remained strong. And that is very good news. But inflation is still too high. Ongoing progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after big gains in reaction to the Fed comments. The Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 all soared to record highs. The second game of the Major League Baseball regular season is about to start right now in South Korea. The Dodgers versus the Padres again. L.A. won the opener yesterday, beating San Diego 5-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.